Good Wednesday morning. Happy hump day. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase & Company.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Jake and Hadass Gold have the scoop on NBC News looking to move out of its historic Washington bureau on Nebraska Avenue, likely to a venue closer to Capitol Hill. An NBC spokesperson confirmed the network is exploring options, but said no decisions have been made.
President Donald Trump has held several meetings with groups of members of Congress from Capitol Hill, but the White House has a new strategy when it comes to dealing with lawmakers. Trump will begin meeting with members of Congress one-on-one instead of in large groups. His team believes it'll be a more effective way to pin down lawmakers.
Trump has a busy day today. He's meeting with senators on North Korea. And of course, we've got the rollout of his tax plan. While few think this plan will actually be what tax reform looks like at the end of the day, it's an opening salvo. And our sources say Trump is much more committed to making tax reform happen than he was with health care.
Our colleagues Ben White and Nancy Cook have a smart look at what's really going on with tax reform. Their take? Trump could actually hurt the chances of getting anything done because his plan is so unrealistic.
We are continuing to watch health care closely as the House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows worked over the recess to negotiate a package with the White House. But while conservatives are on board, moderates are still holding out. This dynamic is frustrating HFC members who believe they get unfairly blamed for inaction on healthcare reform.
House Republicans are not the only ones divided. Heather Cagle reports on a rare show of public disagreement. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Minority Whip Steny Hoyer are at odds over budget negotiations. Pelosi wants Republicans to agree to include language to provide permanent Obamacare subsidies to help pay for lower-income enrollees. Hoyer said Tuesday a fix would be nice, but it's not a requirement for supporting a funding bill. Remember, the government shuts down on Friday evening.
The White House is hosting a regional TV and radio tour today as part of its 100-day media blitz. Officials tell us they expect more than 105 individual interviews to take place with senior staff and cabinet secretaries.
We have a new Politico Morning Consult poll out this morning that has some interesting stats. The poll found that 51% of registered voters believe the administration should release the names of people who have visited the White House on government business. A fun stat to leave you with: Vice President Mike Pence has a 49% favorability rating, 30% find him unfavorable, and 14% haven't even heard of him.
We've got some exciting news of our own. We are holding a Playbook Exchange event in San Francisco May 10th with House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. California Playbookers Carla Marinucci and David Siders are also going to sit down with California Attorney General Javier Becerra. And we'll have another conversation with California Democrat Eric Swalwell. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.